15 years ago, Morteza Ali says he would have never imagined cricket becoming such a huge part of his life.
Back home, we didn't have any facilities and we were not allowed to play any sports. There was only one tennis ball or softball in our street, so we would try to hide and play. We didn't have any cricket bat, so we would play with broom.
Ali was born in Afghanistan's southeast province of Ghazni, where his parents and a brother would die under Taliban rule. At just 16 years old, he fled his homeland and spent the next year making a long, treacherous journey towards Britain.
It was very hard as I lost all my family. I didn't know where to go. I've never came out from my town until I was 16. So for me, that was like a whole world. But I have to come in, outside of the world, just traveling by different countries, walking. It took me 1 year, 5 days to arrive in UK. So I met many different people, good and bad. But mostly people who helped me, there was starvation, cold. We came through Russia with like minus 30 and this snow with no coat or jackets. But there were people which make me like surprised how people from different religion, different background, but they come to help you regardless your skin or religion. Sports is the same thing.
Ali's infatuation with cricket helped him readjust to life in Britain, where he became just the second Afghan to ever play an inter-county game. Eventually, he moved to Australia, where he's been helping promote the sport among Melbourne's Afghan community. Now, he's captained a side of Afghan cricketers to the final of the Melbourne Renegades Champions League tournament, between six teams of players divided into countries of origin. Afghanistan ended up losing to India, but Renegades Chief Executive Stuart Coventry says it still shows how far cricket status has risen among Afghans around the world.
You can see that there's some super quality talent coming out of Afghanistan and they're really passionate about their sport. I think that's what we're all about, is about diversity and giving guys a chance. It's got a wonderful community feel. All the lead up matches that we had in Parkville this year went off terrifically well. Everyone got together, they showed their history and their culture, and they now come together to play in the big final, and who knows, next year might be looking at any Etihad Stadium final.
Mohammad Nabi, one of Afghan cricket's biggest names, recently became the second Afghan player to join Australia's Big Bash League. But the Melbourne Renegades star says he's confident that number will rise.
The only one happiness in Afghanistan, only cricket. When we win the games, we saw back home there is a happiness coming. There's a big community in Melbourne of Afghanistan, and they have a lot of talent as well. And many of our youngsters are playing cricket.
And Morteza Ali says he'll be doing his part to help future dreams in cricket and beyond come true within his community.
I think it is my responsibility. Britain, Australia, doing so much great job for us. Through sports, I'm trying to bring up guys a bit higher, because I can see their potential. And if there's a bit guidance, they can do well. But for me, it took a long time in Britain because I was new. And same thing, it can happen here. They give me a lot of respect and everything else. So I try to bring them and coach them not only sports, and try to show them other opportunities as well.